The girls, for those following that program, will be traveling to Craig tomorrow night to scrimmage. That one will not be broadcast as it is not a conference game. We'll play the Craig JV girls squad in a non-conference game. More of a scrimmage. And Skagway Panthers have the ball now. Quickly into the top post. Micah Cook gets the ball passed to him, unable to come up with a pass, is tied up, and that's going to be a turnover. Wolverine basketball on the side at half court. Dominic Wilson to inbound the ball now for the Wolverines. Gets it over to Chadwick. Owen Chadwick with the ball there, main point guard. Pass it on the right to Stockton Schwab, back out top to Chadwick. Stockton Schwab gets the ball over into the corner to his big brother and passes into the baseline. Baseline jump shot up, no good by Jimmy Harris. Skagway comes down with the basketball. It is Kota Shindo, one of their fine rebounders there for Skagway. Kota Shindo gets it over on the left side to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle looks into the lane. Instead, passes it out to Shindo, gets it over to Brady. Brady, pump fake, gets two men up in the air, shoots from 11 feet away from the basket. It goes off of the rim and goes in. A nice pump fake and bucket by Danny Brady. 29-14, there was some confusion on the court. The officials had something happening, and I'm not sure exactly what it was. 29-14 the score now. Panthers up over Thorn Bay. Thorn Bay working the ball into their side, trying to attack the Skagway man-to-man defense here. And it is Stockton Schwab on the left-hand side, dribbling with the left hand. Defended by Stephen McKnight. Gets it back out top to Chadwick. Chadwick over on the side to Wilson. Wilson tries to work it into the interior, and the pass is picked off by Kota Shindo, who has a little bit of a lane. No, he doesn't have much of a seam, but he does pull up for an 8-foot jump shot, and he's deadly from that range. Kota Shindo with two more for Skagway. 31-14 to score. 6:35 here to go in the game. Wilson now for the Wolverines puts up a 15-foot jump shot. No good. Rebound into the hands of Micah Cook. Gets it out. On the outlet pass to Kota Shindo, quickly into the forecourt, over to Brady, back to Shindo, over on the left side to Colton Belisle, left open from 15, his shot off backboard, no rim, and Wolverines come down with the basketball. Quickly, Chadwick wants to launch a three-point bomb. It doesn't go, but Danny Brady now has the ball for Skagway, and he tries a little crossover dribble on Chadwick, hits Chadwick's leg, isn't able to come up with a bucket, gets it to Colton Belisle, gets it to Stephen McKnight. Stephen McKnight's shot blocked partially, and it's a turnover. Wolverines come up with a basketball. Kota Shindo there almost steals the ball back for a Skagway, and we've got a frantic pace happening here in the fourth quarter as the Thorn Bay Wolverines are not going away quietly into this dark night. 5:50 left to go. A 17-point deficit now for the Wolverines, and they've got to get something going quick if they're going to compete in this game tonight. Skagway has built their lead up to 17 and are looking like the dominant team on the floor. But a scrappy Thorn Bay Wolverine team, you never know what could happen. And we're ready for the home stretch here. 5:50 to go, 31-14 the score. Panthers up over Wolverines. Wolverine ball on the side out situation. Stockton Schwab to inbound the ball now for Thorn Bay. Gets it into the backcourt to Owen Chadwick, back over to Schwab. Schwab wants to look at on the baseline, gets it to Braden Schwab, the big brother. His shot no good. Wilson there for the rebound. Braden Schwab for the rebound, and he travels on the rebound, but it looks like there's going to be a foul call on Skagway instead of that travel, and it's going to go against Kota Shindo. Head coach for Skagway, Scott Lesh, imploring his team to box out on that rebound. Why are they being out-rebounded by a much smaller basketball team? Ball goes off of the rim and then off of the top of the backboard and a shot by Braden Schwab. And that is a turnover. That's an out-of-bounds violation. And so Skagway basketball with 5:34 to go. Kota Shindo inbounds the ball to Colton Belisle. Gets right back to Shindo. Shindo to approach half court. Over on the right-hand side to Danny Brady, back up top to Shindo. Shindo looks over to the left-hand side to Colton Belisle, wants to work into the lane, couple of dribbles and a jump shot, and that is good from the free throw line for Colton Belisle. 2 points for Colton, 33-14 for Skagway, and they've extended their lead now to 19. Things looking in hand for the Panthers. Wolverines quickly into the forecourt. Braden Schwab's got the ball over to Wilson. Wilson wants to look and picks up his dribble. A risky cross-court pass does go through to Schwab, And his jump shot from Wilson, nothing. Nothing. Hits nothing but the floor. And out of bounds, it is Skagway basketball. 4:55 now to go in the game. Kota Shindo has the ball for Skagway. Comes over half court. Passes it on the right to Brady. We've seen this one before. Ooh, Brady's pass was a fake to Shindo and then quickly feeds the high post to Micah Cook. Gets it over to Braden. Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle, his jump shot no good. Rebound is fought for. And there was a foul on the rebounding action. A foul on Stephen McKnight. And it is Wolverine basketball. 33-14 the score. 4:40 to go. Second foul on McKnight. Skagway not in any bunch of foul trouble at all. And a quick shot by the Wolverines draws nothing but nothing. That shot up by Jonathan also. Ball goes out of bounds after the fight for the rebound. It will remain Wolverine ball. Also to inbound the ball for Thorne Bay. Also gets it in to Braden Schwab. Braden Schwab's jump shot hits backboard, hits rim, goes nowhere. And Skagway's there for the rebound. Colton Belisle gets it up into the forecourt to Danny Brady over to Kota Shindo. Kota Shindo rises up and fluidly knocks down a 15-foot jump shot from the elbow. Absolutely beautiful. I'm sorry, from the wing. Absolutely beautiful shot by Kota Shindo and another one for Kota. 35-14, the score with 4 minutes to go. And a shot by Braden Schwab from the left hits the side of the backboard, rebounded by Skagway. Kota Shindo has it now into the forecourt. He's defended by Olso. Gets it over quickly to Belisle. It was Colton Belisle. His jump shot misses, and rebound comes down, hits floor, and is picked up by no one. Goes out of bounds. It will be Skagway Panther basketball. Danny Brady has been subbed for now on the court for Skagway. C.J. Dormito, Stephen McKnight, Wyatt Belisle, Colton Belisle, and Kota Shindo. Well, that was an interesting play. Colton Belisle tried to inbound the ball, but the ball slipped out of his hand while he was trying to inbound it, and then it didn't go. It went like 3 feet, so he jumped in to try and catch his own pass. You can't do that. That's a turnover, and it is Wolverine basketball. And their point guard, Owen Chadwick, launches up a three, does not hit it. 35-14. Skagway's improved the lead to 21 points. Now C.J. Dormito gets it for Skagway on the right side. Dribbles down into the baseline. Needs to get rid of it. Gets it back out top to Kota. Kota with a pump fake. Gets back into rhythm. A couple of low dribbles. Turns the ball over and then almost picks the pocket of his defender, Peyton Cottrell. Caused a jump ball situation, and it will be Skagway basketball on the jump. Colton Belisle to inbound for Skagway. Colton gets it over to Wyatt Belisle. Wyatt with a nice little move, dribbles by his defender who kind of slipped on the play, gets it over to Colton. Colton past the double team, rises up, shoots, doesn't hit it, and rebound into the hands of Braden Schwab. Quickly into the forecourt for Braden Schwab. Passing the ball around the perimeter, nope. Ball kind of free for a moment there. Ball gets into the hands of Owen Chadwick. Owen Chadwick rises up and knocks down a two-point bucket. Signaled a two-point bucket. Looked like he wanted it to be 3 points, did Chadwick. But that is not the ruling of the official. Just a two. He must have stepped on the line. And Kota Shindo has the ball for Skagway. Kota working on the right side against Peyton Cottrell. Peyton Cottrell gave him all he could handle last possession. Okay, Peyton's trying to pick Kota's pocket. Not going to happen here. And Kota gets the ball to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle over to CJ. CJ with a nice interior feed to Wyatt Belisle, whose nice interior pass to Stephen McKnight is rewarded with a McKnight miss and Wolverine basketball. Peyton Cottrell now has the ball, wants to work into the interior, instead travels with the basketball, and it will go back to Skagway. 2:09 here to go in the game. 35-16 the score. And Danny Brady is now going to check in for Kota Shindo. Kota gave it a good ride tonight. Looks like he's going to be sitting for the rest of the go. Colton Belisle to take over the point guard duties, possibly, here for Skagway. His pass into the interior bounces away from its intended recipient, and it is Wolverine basketball into the lane. Quickly, a nice play by Owen Chadwick, and Owen Chadwick will be a name to remember for Wolverine fans as he continues to grow and progress as a point guard. He's got a nice handle. He's got a nice jump shot. and a good court awareness. So looks like he's a player that will be the future of this Thorne Bay basketball team. Skagway looks to have this one in hand, though, tonight. A minute 55 here to go in the game. 35-16 is the score on the board. And Skagway has been doing a nice job of attacking offensively the open seams left by the Wolverine defense. Those seem to be at about the wing at about 18 feet to 15 feet and right at the free throw line as well. So Skagway's been doing a great job of it. Just a 30-second timeout, so we'll just stay right here with you. And Skagway has another game against Thorne Bay here tomorrow night. For you Skagway Panther fans that want to tune in, it will be at the same time, most likely tape delayed. It will not be your current announcer doing the announcements for tomorrow night's game. Don't know who the announcer will be. Potentially a fifth grader from Thorne Bay. We don't know for sure. So stepping up to shoot two, Owen Chadwick now for Thorne Bay. A couple of dribbles, his first shot up, and off the back of the rim, no good. A couple of high fives from his teammates, encouraging high fives. Owen Chadwick to shoot his second of two. Shot up, and good. Nothing but net on the second attempt. Danny Brady gets the inbounds pass from Colton Belisle. He brings it over into the forecourt. Danny Brady working on Chadwick. Danny, kind of a high dribble with the left hand, gets it over to Wyatt Belisle. Wyatt Belisle gets it back up top to Danny Brady. Danny Brady looking to work on Chadwick. Chadwick playing good defense against Brady and forces a turnover. Turnover goes to Dominic Wilson, lays it up and in. Dominic Wilson for Thorne Bay, credited with the bucket. And there's a whistle on the play. There must have been a problem with the inbounds for Skagway because the official is pointing that it is Thorne Bay basketball. And Coach Scott Lesh imploring Wyatt Belisle to watch out for Chadwick. He's not the man to take the jump shot. It was Brayden Schwab with a turnaround jumper. 35-21 with a minute 22 here to go in the game. Skagway with the ball in the hands of Danny Brady. Danny Brady tries to pass to C.J. Dormito, but Danny Brady's pass is picked off, and a layup attempt now by Dominic Wilson is missed, and Danny Brady gets the rebound but travels with it once he gets the rebound. So it is getting sloppy, and Coach Scott Lesh wants to talk to his team. A minute 7 here to go with 14 points being the difference between the Skagway Panthers and the Thorne Bay Wolverines. Skagway's got to tighten it up a little bit here as they brought their point guard, Coda Shindo, off the court to try and get Danny Brady and Colton Belisle more confident in their ability to handle the ball when Coda isn't able to go. And so far, it has not worked in Skagway's favor. But there is only a minute 7 to go, and it is a 14-point lead. So my guess is Thorne Bay is going to have a hard time making up 14 points in a minute 7 as they have scored just 21 points to this point in the contest. So my guess is Skagway is still in the driver's seat with a 14-point lead in a minute 7 to go here in the game. This will be a confidence-boosting game here for the Wolverines if they're able to make an even deeper run into the Skagway lead. And Coda Shindo has checked back in for Skagway. Checked in for Danny Brady, so that was not the end of the game for Coda. Quickly inbounds and up to the top. Owen Chadwick has the ball. Over to Wilson. Wilson travels before his jump shot is sunk. So Wilson, if he hadn't traveled, would have scored a bucket there to draw the Skagway lead even lighter. But Coda Shindo passes it up. Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle kind of gets out of his head a little bit and travels with the ball in his own right. So that's another turnover for Skagway. And there is another timeout by the Thorne Bay coach, Wild Will West. I don't know why I want to name him that. It just seems an appropriate nickname for the head coach from Thorne Bay. His name's Will West. Why not put a Wild in front of it? 58 seconds to go here in the game. 35-21, the lead for Skagway. And it will be Thorne Bay ball directly in front of the broadcast booth. Jonathan Olso to inbound the ball to Wilson, Owen Wilson. Sorry, Dominic Wilson gets the ball over to Olso. Olso puts up a jump shot, and it doesn't go in, but he is fouled on the play, and he will be going to the line shooting three. Fouling a three-point shooter was Wyatt Belisle, his second foul of the evening, the sixth team foul on Skagway, and, you know, Skagway hasn't gotten into any sort of foul trouble yet here tonight. Olso's first shot up, no good. Jonathan Olso with a second attempt now for Thorn Bay. Second shot up and is good. That cuts a little bit more into the Skagway lead, which is down to 13 points with 51 seconds. The third shot now by Olso up off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, and let's see, Braden Schwab came down with the ball, but it looked like Stephen McKnight hit the floor for Skagway, so there's a foul call, and that ball will go over to Skagway. Colton Belisle inbound the ball over to Coda Shindo. Coda Shindo now working on Owen Chadwick, and he's facing a double team, gets by that double team, and is dribbling right past Chadwick, and Chadwick fell down for a moment, got right back up, is right in the face of Coda Shindo. Coda Shindo putting on a little bit of a dribbling display, and they're going to call a five-second violation, even though Coda Shindo had gotten by his defender. The official didn't see it that way and said, nope, that was good enough defense to warrant a five-second call. 32 seconds left, 35-22 the score. Wilson gets the ball over in the corner, gets it down low to Braden Schwab. His jump shot blocked, comes back down into the hands of the Wolverines, and that's a jump shot by Owen Chadwick, unable to corral. Colton Belisle gets the ball. He's got a breakaway. His shot up and good with the left hand, and that should seal it for the Panthers. 37-22 with under 10 seconds to go. Dominic Wilson brings it in, gets it over to Braden Schwab. His jump shot no good. Rebound down to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle takes a half-court shot at the buzzer. Doesn't go. 37-22 will be the final score here from the Wolverine Dome in Thorn Bay, and it certainly looks like Skagway has found a little bit of rhythm here this evening. Okay, Skagway's leading scorer tonight, no surprise here. Coda Shindo was able to lead the way with 14 points. Danny Brady chipped in with 8. Alex Ackerman, 7. Colton Belisle, 6. Micah Cook got a bucket. And a pretty good performance by Skagway here on the road in conference play. And that's a big win for Skagway. That makes 4 conference wins, that's going to help them in seeding for the regional tournament. We'll see if they can get number 5 tomorrow night here in the Wolverine Dome in Thorn Bay, Alaska. For KHNS and Panther Basketball, this is Mike Swayze signing off. Have a great night.